Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life.
I think sometimes we all come to a point in our lives where we're faced with having to make a decision on how we're showing up. We are faced with making decisions on what kind of things are really important to us that we're going to talk about. If you've been on this podcast just listening to everything that I've had to say for the past 2-3 years, you've probably at some point have heard the episodes where I've talked about sharing and creating content and how to run your business online. You know that there was a point in time where I was really frustrated with social media. There's still times even now that I'm just not wanting to spend time there. One of the things that I learned that I never came back to tell you guys throughout the process of trying to figure out how to run my business, not so much focused on using social media for it because it's just not a very dependable platform to be on. But one of the things that I realized as I went through this multiple year journey of trying to understand my frustration with social media after using it for almost a decade, and what I have come to is what I'm going to share with you on this episode. There is so many things that are good that come from social media, how we're able to stay connected to so many people, how we're able to impact other people's lives, people that we don't even know, sometimes people that watch us quietly and we'll never even hear from them in a message. Maybe they don't even like any of the content, but they watch. And so that is beautiful, right? I know I have created friendships throughout my business as a coach, as I've been building my business. I remember starting and I remember the support and I remember the customers that came from it. And all those things are so great. That is like the beauty of being online and being able to get connected with other people. But throughout the years, it has gotten really toxic. And I'm not the only one to say this. I mean, we see it everywhere. I honestly, if you spend any time on Threads has pretty much become the place where everybody goes to vent about Instagram. And one of the things that I think about when I read some of these threads is, at what point in time do we ourselves remove ourselves from that rat race that is making us anxious, that's making us depressed, that clearly we're addicted to? When do we make the choice to go, okay, this isn't working. This hasn't been working for years. It's actually destroying my health, but I still am trying to force it to work because I'm very big on that. And the reason is because anytime you do anything in your life, whether it's social media or anything else, you have to stop and take a look if this is bettering you or if it's harming you. And for a lot of people, social media does harm them. They get in this rat race of trying to grow their account on social media, trying to grow their business. Nothing that they're doing is working. They're neglecting everything else in their lives because they made this thing some type of idol, something that is really pulling the strings of how they even show up every single day. And even though they notice how exhausting it is and how harmful it is, they still do it. I'm not better than anybody, you guys. I just have always focused in my coaching. And I think because personal development and personal growth and mindset and wellness has been such a huge part in my business. I mean, I teach this stuff. I tend to pay attention to things that most people won't, right? And so for me, if I see something, and especially if I see studies coming out showing this, if I see actual data, because you can't ignore data, I am going to stop and question how I'm using it myself. I'm going to stop and pay attention to maybe the signs that everybody else is ignoring because I'm going to be concerned about my overall health. I'm not just going to overthink things. I think sometimes the reason people show up, honestly, this is really what it is. They think that they're going to hit the jackpot. They're going to have a viral reel. They're going to have millions of people follow them. And then they're going to bring in millions of dollars because their business is going to grow from all these people that are following them. The harsh reality with that is that that actually doesn't happen. And I know if this is you, you're probably like, Jeanette, don't tell me that. I don't want to discourage you from using it because I do think there is a way you can use it where you don't allow it to harm you. But if you're in a season right now where you're just exhausted with it and you're feeling anxious, you're frustrated, you're unhappy because of it, it is stressing you out, then that means that you're having signs that are telling you to step away from it. You need a break. And I don't mean just like a 2-week detox. You need to really sit down and evaluate, do I want to be on it at all? Or do I need to take a break for a while and then come back with a plan on how I'm going to use it? And really figure out what is it about it that is stressing you out. I can't tell you how many people use social media for business and they continue to show up to it because they think it's going to work. But when we sit down and I ask them, you've been on social media 5 years. Has it helped you make a lot of money in your business? The answer is always no. Okay. It is. It's most of the people, not everyone, but most people who are starting a business or have a small business, they don't make a lot of money coming from social media, but we're programmed to think this is where we need to be. And all of a sudden, everybody's a guru. Everybody's telling you what Instagram wants, what's going to help the algorithm. And the reality is nobody knows. I'll give you an example. Just this week, I have seen so many people that pretend to know what Instagram wants tell you that Instagram has changed, the algorithm has changed, and they don't want you posting every day. But then at the same time, the Instagram CEO just went live on his Instagram and said that posting every day is not going to be hurtful. In fact, they encourage you to post every day. Of course they do, right? Of course they do. They want you creating content, but better yet, they want you consuming. They're not there to help your business grow. They're there to help their business grow. And you have to pay attention, because this is another thing that I paid attention to, was it seems like all of us are complaining about the same thing. If you go to that man's Instagram, people are asking him to change the same stuff. Nobody's getting any reach in their post. Their followers don't see what they post. And unless you conform to whatever the algorithm wants, you're not going to see anything reach anyone. Think about it. Social media used to be a place where we could be social, where we can engage, where we can connect and build community. That is not what it is anymore. It is a place where you go and consume content. And so we're trying to force something to work that is designed to not work the way that we want it to work. It's designed to work for them, but not us, not our business. And that's why it's destroying a lot of people's mental health. So a few years back, I went from using it for work all the time, sharing all the things. And then I decided, you know what? We need to reevaluate. I lost my Instagram. That was a great time to reevaluate. How do I want to use this moving forward? And it was a constant battle because I was so used to using it for work. I was so used to using it to build community. But then I realized nobody engages. People are just consuming. And to me, that's just not fun. Number two, it is extremely stressful to try to create content all the time, knowing it's not going to reach the people that you want it to reach. And then the biggest thing that I think I took from it is how toxic social media became. Everywhere you look, and as much as I try to just have good content be shown to me, I realized that even a good video, somebody in the comments, most people in the comments are just so toxic, angry, frustrated, attacking each other. It just became a place that was extremely harmful. I can't think of another word, just toxic. And I asked myself, what do I want to share about? Because talking about work, as important as it is, I can do on the podcast. I can go and use other platforms to promote my business. I'd rather show up there where we can have a conversation like this than a quick 5-second video that you're not really going to get much out of when it comes to me teaching anything that has to do with online business or coaching. And so I stepped away from using it in that sense. And then I started thinking, how can I use it in a way that sparks my joy? Because I do like to be able to create content. I have that creativity in me that I didn't want to let go, but I also didn't want to depend on those platforms for my actual business. I had to separate them in a way, and I had to do that for me to be able to mentally show up, create my content, bless and release it, send it out to the world, and hope that God will present it to whoever needs it at the moment. And then my business stuff, I run separately where I can actually focus and train and offer my services to a different audience, an audience that is there to learn, that is there to invest in themselves, that is there to work with me to build community so that we can reach their goals. But for just quick content that I hope has a huge impact on people, but the type of content that the algorithm is going to prefer, which is usually drama, I'm not going to do that. The type of audio that goes viral, everybody's always looking for the audio that's going viral and it changes by the day. I feel like every day or every week there's something new and you have to consume in order to find what those are. And if you think about it, a lot of them are filthy. A lot of them are inappropriate songs, inappropriate sayings. And why is that? Because people are addicted to drama and that's what they're going to watch. You can put up a picture, or not a picture because those are not doing so well either. You can put up a reel of somebody fighting and that's going to get more views than you talking about something really good, something that's going to actually help people, right? People are on there. It's kind of like reality TV. That's what it's become. And so for me, consuming it, that had to go away as much as possible because it's hard to not consume anything, right? That's something I learned, but it went away for the most part. I'm very mindful a lot more now than ever of how I'm spending my time there and what I'm watching and what I'm taking in and how much I'm taking in. But I really had to ask myself, what do I want to use this for? Because I don't want to conform to whatever they want me to talk about. I don't want to create meaningless content. I want to create content that's going to impact people. But then the problem also is in my business, I know I can impact people, but I'm also tired, I'm going to be honest, of seeing all the business and the coaches and the tips that I honestly watch and I'm going, yeah, like you give a quick tip, but then people have to go and do 10 different things to find out what that really means. And everybody's teaching you how to use Instagram, but nobody really knows because Instagram's not going to people to tell them what their algorithm wants. Of course, they're not going to do that. They keep you guessing, so you keep trying, right? And then you're there all day creating content, hoping that it works. And so as a business owner who has been online for a long time, I even got tired of watching other business owners create content because I just found it not helpful. And then you add in a bunch of scams from people teaching business online, and it just became so hard for me to go, wow, so you guys are just making it harder for those of us that have been doing it for a long time because now everybody's iffy about anything they see online about business because so many people have fooled so many people and sold them something where they didn't get the answers. You bought something, you bought a course, and now you have to go and buy their other courses to do the one thing you thought you were going to get in the first course. Or they're selling things that they didn't even create or even know what they're talking about, but they can sell it to other people. Like, it just has gotten way out of hand. And so I thought, how do I make myself stand out and be different? And it's not going to be by doing the same thing everybody else is doing. And then also, how do I show up on here and provide value and provide something meaningful that's actually going to be impactful to other people? At this point of my life, my whole purpose with my business is to have an impact on people's lives. It's great making money, but you guys, I'm going to be honest, and I say this in a humble way, that's not my focus. That's not. It happens because of my business and how it runs and grows, but that's not the focus. I have a huge passion for helping people change their lives. I have a huge passion for helping people take their skills and monetize them because I think that everyone was uniquely made and everyone has something that they can offer this world that someone else will pay you for you to teach them that. And you do it in a good way. You do it by holding somebody's hand and going, come on, I'm going to walk this journey with you. I'm going to teach you how to do this. And they're going to invest in themselves and they're going to get the answers. You're not going to fool them into buying one thing and then they figure out they have to buy two or three other things. No, you're going to give them the answers and that builds community. That builds trust. And I'm all for that. And so when it came to social media, I went, well, how do I want to use social media then? So I wanted to make this episode because somebody asked me, I noticed you're talking a lot about Jesus. That's what I wanted to use social media for. I had a huge couple years where I sat down and I started spending time with God. I started reading my Bible and I fell completely in love with it. And when I looked at social media, I thought, we have always as business owners been encouraged by other mentors to not talk about our faith because we didn't want to rub people the wrong way. And as much as I would hate to rub somebody the wrong way when I talk about Jesus or my love for Jesus, I also feel like that's my truth though. You know, it's not that I'm pouring it into other people. It's not that if they go and become a member of one of my programs or hire me as a coach that I'm going to be pouring that into you. No, those are two completely different things. But it also doesn't mean that I have to hide those things about me, whether it's my faith or things that I truly believe, things that are a priority, that are values of mine. I don't have to hide those because I'm running a business. I can do both. I can support people in both. I can separate also, right? Respect that other people may not be believers, but they want to start a business. And I can show up and love them through it and teach them how to do that. And so that was one of my big realizations, is I felt like that place was so toxic and we see so much hate coming through those screens, that because I was transitioning my business out of social media, I thought this is a great opportunity to use this platform and try to spread something good. Try to encourage people in a world that's extremely discouraging. Try to share a tool that I implemented in my life that completely changed my life, that has helped me, you know, be able to navigate this toxic world and not be consumed by anxiety and stress about all the things that are happening. The world just became really dark. And so I thought, what a great time for us to stand up and just throw out some good. Where it ends up and where it lands, that's not really what I'm here for. If it grows and it attracts people that are in that space too, that are believers that needed that, that's great, right? My focus was, let's pour some good into the world. And it's been mind-blowing, to say the least. It has been really incredible to watch, because I don't think that I've ever built such a tight community than I am now through social media, which is kind of crazy. The amount of new faces that have came through, it has been so beautiful. And so that is why you see me talking about Jesus more, talking about God more on social media. And sometimes I'll talk about business, and sometimes I'm going to talk about parenting, and sometimes I'm going to talk about all the things, because they're just all a part of me. That is what I enjoyed about social media. I'm not following the algorithm. I'm not letting anybody or anything in the world tell me how to show up. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work, right? If they want to not show my content to anyone, then that's fine. I let go of all of that, but it's been great. And so I wanted to share this one in case you're also wondering, like, oh, Janae, you're talking about God a lot. Yeah, girl, I've always loved God. He's always been in my life, and he's been the number one to change my life. Now I'm just not willing, and I should have never been quiet about it, to be honest with you, but I'm just not willing to stay silent during chaos. I'm not willing to take up space to do the same thing that everybody else is doing, right? To talk about the same business stuff that everybody's talking about and see that it's so toxic and not share good. I just can't do it. And so to me, it was either I'm going to get off of it or I'm going to use it to spread some positivity and love. And it has felt really good. It feels authentic. I don't have any regrets when I post. Sometimes I used to post about business stuff and then I used to be like, I was losing my excitement for it. And so that was when I said, you know, should I even be on here? Like, I really don't enjoy being on here anymore. And so this content, it feels good because I feel like it's needed. And as I go on through life, that is what I've always done in my business and on social, is I've shared the things that have completely changed my life, whether it's been financially, professionally, health-wise, I've always shared those things. And this is just another area of my life, the most important one, and I'm going to share it. So I hope that if you're on there, that you're enjoying the content. If you're not a believer, I love you. It don't even matter. Like, I love you, right? And so I just wanted to show up on here to say that, and also tell you that if you too have been sacrificing things that you're passionate about, go ahead and share it, because you know what's going to happen is you're going to find your people. You're going to find people exactly like you that appreciate that content. Stop giving so much power away to an algorithm that is telling you what to post. Post whenever you have time. If you are a mom and you're like, I don't have time to post at 12 o'clock, girl, post it in the morning when you get a minute and move on. God will send that message and that content to whoever needs to see it. Take away the power that this stuff has over you. And what you're going to notice is you're going to feel so much happier sharing and creating content. If you're also one of those people that you're just creative and you love to share content, you feel like you are here for a bigger purpose, to share a message, to teach something, just share it and let go of everything else, all the rules. Stop listening to people tell you what to do. Share from the heart with good intentions, and you're going to be so happy showing up to it. And you're going to be able to disconnect from it and go live your life. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. I just felt that in my heart today to share that with you. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you find it helpful. And I hope it encourages you to step into who you are, be authentically you, because you're going to see other people appreciate it. We're all tired of seeing the same thing. So this might actually be the answer to help you grow in an area where everybody's looking the same. I love you. Hope you have a great day. I will talk to you soon. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Janette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.